AJB's podcast, 21 September 2005, Religious Cowards. Our Prime Minister, or should I say previous Prime Minister and now caretaker Prime Minister, Helen Clark, was asked during the election campaign whether she believed Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In America and many other countries, it would be political suicide to say no, but in a more sensible environment we have in New Zealand, she could answer, "I have no religious convictions. I respect those who do. I have no opinion to offer. I'm an agnostic." A commentator in our local paper claims agnosticism is often used as a coward's way out to avoid thinking about the big issues relating to theology. I'm not sure if he was implying this is the case with the Prime Minister, but I think he's wrong anyway, although I'm sure it is used as an excuse to avoid debate with religious zealots, who in their pathetic way like to try to convince everyone who admits to being an atheist that they're wrong. In my experience, most people who say they believe the traditional Christian dogma do so because they just haven't gone to the trouble to really look at the subject in any detail. Anyone who does so should have trouble answering the question I mentioned above in the affirmative. The question, "Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" is problematic in many ways. I would have to answer no because of the following. First, there is no reason to believe a God exists, and even if we do accept one exists, which one? Second, there isn't very good reason to believe Jesus Christ existed, so the question loses its meaning. And third, what do we mean by son of in this case? Clearly Jesus isn't biologically related, so what does it mean? I wouldn't go along with Helen and say I respect those who have religious convictions, because I don't think they deserve a lot of respect. They should do some real research, and I don't mean in the Bible or with their church, and look at the facts. Then they might be more likely to agree with Helen or even me. I would answer the question something like, "Absolutely not. It's ridiculous that in our modern age people still believe primitive myths. They should face the facts and accept the truth that Christianity is just a myth." Here's some quotes from American political leaders on the subject. "I don't know that the atheists should be considered citizens or that they should be considered patriots." George Bush Sr., President of the United States. "God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda and I struck them. And then he instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. And now I'm determined to solve the problem in the Middle East." George Bush, President of the United States. "We don't have to protect the environment. The Second Coming is at hand." James Watt, Secretary of the Interior. "Civilized people, Muslims, Christians and Jews, all understand that the source of freedom and human dignity is the Creator." John Ashcroft, Attorney General.